The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, most days, but today is a little different because it's happy hour. Let's do it. It's a Friday Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, and a cast of thousands as we do happy hour on a Friday Friday. If you want to get in, you'll have to wait till 5 o'clock. You can text the show if you want. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can watch us on Twitch, which you're going to have to do if you want us to do disgusting alcohol. What's the plan today, Hoffman?
Well, the plan is, Fred, we're going to have a damn good time. We've got some booze. We've got some cheese puffs. I think Aaron brought these cheese puffs in. He thought they were going to be very hot. I've heard that they're not that hot.
Yeah, it was unfortunate.
So I think the funniest thing that we could do is just have one person eat the entire bag of cheese puffs as fast as possible. I mean, we could we'll set over under on how long it will take, much like we did when we had Jeff eat 25 Starburst. Our intern Jeff put 25 Starburst in his mouth, and we took the over under on. Everybody guessed a time, actually, how long it would take him to finish chewing and swallowing 25 Starburst. And what did it take? 4.5 minutes?
It took 440 something.
I was pretty close to the time.
Yeah, I think you were like 420.
So, it was a fun little challenge. And I imagine seeing someone try and shove their mouth full of cheese puffs would be hilarious. At least that's what it feels like to me. I may be wrong. I don't know. I don't know everything, but that does seem funny. What about you, Fred? How's your day been?
Good. Good. Just ready to rock and roll. Brought along a little extra of the Highway Hemp vodka for us so that we'll have something that doesn't suck after we drink all the stuff that does. And
Tyler, are you wanting in on that? Are you wanting to be the cheese puff guy? All right. Mm. I feel like Tyler wants to be the cheese puff guy. I don't know.
You know who was looking excited about it is Simple Jack over there.
Simple Jack looks like a guy who would like to eat.
Yeah,
a whole
he
bag
had
of
just a little
puffs.
Little bit of drool going down the side of his
guilt-free
mouth there.
Free. He's like, you know what? I don't have to worry about if anybody's going to judge me for eating the whole bag of chips.
Look,
it'll just be on purpose.
That's a half a pound of cheese puffs, and it doesn't seem like that much.
Mm.
It says 8.5 ounces.
Well, is it one of those deals where the bag is so full of air?
That seems like a pretty hefty bag.
Yeah, it feels like pretty solid, but they're cheese puffs.
Yeah.
So, like, once you bite into them, it goes from, you know, something into basically nothing. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it works out. There is no Nick Sharara today, which is unfortunate. Nick been a staple of happy hour. He's in Austin, I think, either getting booze or lady friends. I'm not sure which.
Or boozy lady friends.
Okay.
Yeah. He said he wasn't going alone.
Oh.
Ooh.
Well, that seems... Why would you... So he took someone with him?
Possibly a lady friend.
Mm. Or a male friend. I mean, we don't judge here.
Also that.
Yeah. And big news. We found out during Josh Ennis's show that Marcus, the intern, is going to eat dog food on the show today.
Drink it.
He's going to actually drink dog food. Bring that can over here, Marcus. Is it cold?
We put it in the fridge, but it's broth, so it's probably better warm anyway.
This is made by Busch Beer Company. It's called Dog Brew, and it is essentially beer for your dog. But we've done some research, and safe for human consumption. So Marcus, who's a Texas Tech graduate, guns up. Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat dog food at Texas Tech?
I'm sure he did.
You've eaten dog food before. Did you grow up very poor? Oh, no? Okay. It's curiosity. All right. So he will that's going to be a big thing. And Juggalo Trey, in the last segment of Happy Hour, he's going to do some karaoke. We've settled on Achy Breaky Heart in the stylings of Billy Ray Cyrus. Trey says that's a jam. So I think you know the words, Trey? If they're on the screen, you can keep the rhythm and stuff. I think Trey's going to do okay at this. All right, let's go. Give me a list me off the names. Who's here today? I've got Marcus, no Nick, and so who can we?
Yeah, we need a bartender.
Belmer will be on instead of Nick. Are you playing with us, Belmer? Are you in? All right. John Belmer, who's another one of our board ops here.
Whoever does bartend, we need more cups.
Yeah.
I know. We got to go get some styrofoam cups. I need to call our boy Gus, and I'm all out of those plastic cups. He offered a couple weeks ago, and I was like, no, we still got some, and now I have regrets for passing up on that. Jack, Aaron, no Lance today, who we had last week. Charles or no Charles?
No, just Will. Brandon's out there.
Okay, so Dr. Intern. So I've got on this list Marcus, Belmer, AJ, Trey, Josh, Jack, Aaron, Brandon, Dr. Intern, and Fred. Did I miss anybody? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Didn't miss anyone.
All right.
This is for the shotgun thing, right?
This is for the shotgun thing.
Of the, what is that, Four Loko Gold?
The Four Loko Gold. Are we up? Do we have enough people to do it?
We're at 373.
373? Okay, yeah. So we've hit the number. We're looking for...
Although 50 of them just left, so I don't know what happened.
We're looking for 500 when Marcus... Are you going to shotgun the dog food? He's going to shotgun
right,
the dog food.
500 to get Marcus to
shotgun. So when we get to 500, Marcus is going to pop that bad boy and shotgun a can of dog food. And I think we've decided on, we're going to spin the wheel and somebody's going to eat a bag full of Carolina Reaper cheese puffs as fast as they possibly can. You excited about this one, Dr. Intern? No, you don't like that one? Dr. Intern's usually like, I'll do it. I'll do whatever. I'll do it.
But this he weighs like 60 pounds. That thing is going to, that weighs more than he does.
That's all right. That'll make it even funnier. All right. Tyler, the Four Loko Gold, you have not tried this one, right? This will be a new flavor for you.
I feel like I've had that before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not here.
What'd you guys do with Innis?
I don't know. Is Josh hiding now?
Gold, yeah.
No, we did Four Loko Black. We've done.
How many colors of Four Loko are there?
Purple. We've had the pink payload, the blue payload.
Yeah. The blue bomb.
Blue bomb, whatever it is.
Yeah. We had the blue Raz. Blue Four Raz. Loko. You weren't here for that one.
I'm almost positive I've done gold.
Okay, well, you'll do it again.
Know. Yeah, whatever.
All right. Same-sies. Somebody zoom me in. Who's the Jack, can you handle this? I'm a cameraman at my church, yes. Oh, at your church. Okay. Ooh. Well, this is
I bet you that takes a lot of skill. Close up on the pastor.
Who's it going to be? It's going to be Simple Jack. So Jack is going to he's going to chug with it. He's not going to shotgun. I can't trust him to shotgun.
No.
He's just going to chug the Four Loko Gold. The good news is, Jack, well, or maybe it's bad news for you, I'm removing your name, one of your two names, which means that your odds of getting the cheese puffs are cut in half. I know that you're a little disappointed by that, but that's okay. Oh, Josh showed up. He's back again. We were all worried you'd left, Josh. All right, Josh is here. All right, are we ready, boys? Let's go ahead and down this bad boy and get Happy Hour started the right way. Cheers, gentlemen.
All right, here they go. Simple Jack is already going. I don't know. Tyler rallies fast.
Is that what you call chugging, Jack? Is that how you guys chug Four Loko at church?
God would be very disappointed in you. All right. Tyler
is a grown-ass man.
Tyler's a king. We all...
That's it. No, there's no weight on that one. I heard it.
No.
No, there's not.
That's splash. Like that's not an actual amount of liquid. Come on, Jack. Go, baby.
Oh, he's still going to be doing this Sunday morning when he walks into church. I gotta do the camera, on, but let me
Jack.
Finish this Four Loko.
He's still be in studio whenever I'm here tomorrow for
this
John Clay Wolf.
Pathetic.
Come on,
come
man.
On, push it, push it.
Open your throat.
There
you go.
All right.
Gross.
It was gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Shocker.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't get away from me.
That's the gold.
Get the hell away from me.
That's the gold flavor, which I assume won some kind of award. That's why they named it gold.
Yeah, for poopiest Four Loko.
But we've got plenty of stuff to get to. We've got Josh brought some butterscotch schnapps that smells atrocious. It's the first scent is a little bit of candy, and it's like maybe. And then you realize, oh, this is just really, really cheap booze. So we'll have some of that. We'll have some of the nectar of the gods. We've got a bunch of gross stuff. And we've got two Bloody Mary pickle beers. And they're warm. This is going to be a sad day for somebody. It's the Blitz. It's Happy Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy hour. We're at 435 on
right,
Twitch.
We need to pour these up. Let's pour
we
up
need
these,
to get to,
these shots.
We need to get to 500 so
right,
you can see someone drink dog food. So, yeah. So this is butterscotch. It smells horrible. And
I think we've got 10.
All right.
I hope there's got to be 10 shots worth in that bottle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It'll be fine.
All right.
So
Trey, can keep your music down. Oh, well, we'll keep it turned down.
He can mute it on his phone.
Yeah. Mute it on your
mute
phone.
Mute your phone, dude.
What's the name brand of this, Tyler?
Ooh.
Mother's Butterscotch Schnapps.
Yeah, this really sounds like a bad high school party, doesn't it?
Well, when I first started drinking in high school, I drank peppermint schnapps. And that was what I could steal from my dad. Like, my dad really only cared about his whiskey. If his whiskey had gone missing, well, he probably would have noticed. But the schnapps, that was a rare thing to bring out one way or the other, and it came in such a gigantic jug that it was like, well, if a little bit's missing, and then it's all much like vodka, it's colorless, so you were able to pour some water in there, and you know they would never know the difference. Eventually, when my little brother and sister got older, my parents had to put a scale on their booze, and they could tell if they had drank more.
It's okay,
but they didn't care about it when I was a kid. I got lucky.
My sister-in-law apparently was doing that with the vodka and replacing it with water, but her dad kept the vodka in the freezer.
Oh, my God, that stuff smells.
Yeah, it doesn't smell good. All right, get Josh and Brandon in here. They're hiding out there doing something.
Yeah, we need Josh on the mic. It's more fun when he's in here.
I don't know what Josh is doing hiding out.
We need Josh on the mic, man.
I come in here and sit in with you on your show. You don't do me the same pleasure?
Yeah.
It's always big time in me.
I don't think that's big time.
Where did you find this?
At Specs in the Woodland, which, by the way, is not nearly as impressive as everybody makes it sound. Just because it's in an old academy doesn't mean it's an elite level liquor store. The Specs downtown.
You're spoiled by the Specs downtown.
The Specs downtown is the greatest liquor store.
It smells so
awful. It is. It's the gold standard.
Well, that's one of Fred's spots. He doesn't like to give it away.
Oh, stop. No. It wasn't secret. I was just saying, I know they have it there, and there was like four bottles left.
I want to give up. Tell you about my secret stash.
You're such a snob. My God. I hope you get the. I hope you get all the pickle beer today.
I hope you get a pickle beer.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it in your face. Right. I already told you, no more pickles.
Cheers, boys. Happy hour it is to Marcus drinking dog food. We only need 44 more people. Marcus will drink dog food.
Yeah, I hate to say it. That didn't suck. Yeah, that was actually good.
That bottle's only $8?
Yeah.
Let's get some more.
Yeah. that's
need a couple cases of that.
You know what? It's not good. It's not gross. You can tell like their flavor profile is on point, but the booze that they add the flavoring to, you can tell is just garbage.
It's not exactly the sexiest booze.
You can get drunk drinking that, Trey.
Hell, I'm sorry.
Fed to your mom. Yeah.
Did anybody hate
butterscotch?
It?
Butterscotch schnapps.
Brandon, good. Aaron, yeah.
That was delicious.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, and I'm not really a butterscotch fan, and I'm like, hey, this doesn't suck.
I hate
you know what?
That's going to improve
this
nectar
of the gods, Tyler. We're not going to get away with this. Pour everybody another shot of the nectar of the gods. Yeah, don't throw your cup away.
Yeah, we're limited cups today.
And while we're at it, we'll spin the wheel and see who's going to eat all the chips. Oh, we said, this is only for interns and part-timers.
Right. So
those are like Cheetos.
Yeah, do you want to stay in on this, Josh?
What's that?
Do you want to? Whoever lands on the wheel is going to eat this entire bag for time.
Like, eat the whole thing?
Look who showed up to get his name on the wheel three times.
Yeah, he
needs... I don't know that I could do that.
Okay, well, then I don't have to leave you on the wheel. It could take you off.
That sounds like something that, I was about to say, people who aren't paid should do. That should be interns should be doing that.
Well, that's what I said.
I walked into it.
Hey, what's Charles' punishment for showing up late?
Charles gets three names on the list. He's not scheduled. That's, okay, so he's only... All
that,
right,
but that doesn't matter because he volunteered to be here late.
No, he'll just get the normal amount of names on the wheel.
All right. Oh, you haven't had this yet?
This isn't bad. It's kind of orangey.
But texture of it?
Oh, yeah.
It's really gross.
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, you ready? This to see who's going to eat the chips.
We need 25 more people, by the way, to get Marcus to shotgun the dog food.
Hey! Juggalos!
Hey!
Congratulations, Trey. You're the big winner today, buddy. And good news, I'm removing your name, so that's one less shot at the pickle beer. All right, that's good news. Okay. Now, I don't like chai to begin. This smells like lotion. No, the mango's the other flavor.
Yeah.
No, we've still got some mango.
Oh, so have we not had this one?
We've not had this.
Oh, okay.
This is new.
Mm. Well, we got we're saving that for the eggnog. You got some? Everybody got some?
All right.
Hopefully Aaron got some. All right.
Yeah,
hopefully
Aaron's
this
good.
Is grosser.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it does smell like medicated lotion.
That wasn't horrible either.
No, I hate to say it. That was pretty good.
I don't like that at all.
The texture's rough.
Like medicine.
but it doesn't taste bad.
It doesn't taste bad, but the
Isn't
texture.
Isn't it funny
is,
how we all know
it
what
tastes like? It's got baby powder
like.
In it. I'm. What else am I going to drink,
Dad? Are we poor?
We are poor.
You're very poor. Hey, you have no idea.
Next time you go to a ball game, pick all up right. all the cups, bring them home.
We're at 497. If we get to three more people, and when we come back from break, Marcus chugs the dog food. Oh, man, we cannot wait. And Trey's going to eat all the chips.
Those are cheese puffs.
It's gone down to 468, so maybe they don't want to see
I guess they
Marcus
don't want to see
the
it.
Dog food. What's the time? What do we think it's going to, like, how long will it take
there
Trey?
There it is, 502.
Oh, yeah, we made it.
Yeah.
How long will it take Trey to eat the bag of Carolina Reaper cheese puffs?
I'm going to say 8 minutes, 30 seconds.
Well, to make it interesting, though, should we set an over-under? And if he hits the over, like two people go at it, right? Or two groups. There's the over and there's the under. If he hits the over, a group has to do the pickle beer or whatever. Something like that. To where there's like an incentive to him finishing fast or not. I don't know. I'm just looking for incentive here. I mean, watching him eat cheese puffs is fun.
I mean, loser group gets a mega shot.
Tone of his skin and his
hair.
Yeah,
loser group gets a mega shot. Simple enough.
Something like that.
So, well, like, what's a good time?
Well, I mean, how fast do you normally eat chips and stuff?
It takes me, like, quite a while.
I'm going to say it's going to take him about 10 minutes.
I'm usually really leisurely.
No.
But you can't be.
So here's the deal.
Because the point of this is to eat like you're a dog.
Let me motivate you, Trey.
Go ahead.
If you finish under, we'll set the over-under at 5 minutes.
Okay.
If he finishes under 5 minutes, he doesn't have a name in for the pickle beer.
All right.
If he finishes over 5 minutes, his name's on the wheel 5 times for the pickle beer.
No, I can't agree to these terms.
You're not the boss of happy hour. I'm the happy hour czar. All right. We'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Marcus chugs dog food on the other side. Yeah, baby.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We believe you can move on this bet as if it's already been eaten. 6 minutes is the number for Trey. Back on The Blitz, happy hour. Trey is going to crush a bag of cheese puffs.
What's Brandon think? Someone asked Brandon, over or under 6 minutes on Trey eating this bag of chips.
Yeah,
I think everybody is.
I'm telling you, eight
so
and a half
far,
is
Marcus,
the should
Jack
be the number.
And Charles are the only under.
Well, so what is? But when we take the over and the under here, like, what is the incentive for being right?
If you're right, your name doesn't go into the pickle beer wheel spin.
Oh God! Well, this is easy money.
Yeah, over.
All right.
So is Marcus doing the dog food first?
Marcus is going to do the dog food.
No, wait, yeah.
Hold on.
Can I sit down while I'm eating?
Yeah, you can sit down. You sit down in Josh's spot.
No, I will move.
I can take that chair and sit. No, I'm not.
Let's try. Let guys
pull it back here. Guys, you got to be on camera.
Let's try to talk into the microphone while we are
Trey,
on air still.
This I need you to power eat here, buddy.
I'm going to do it. Don't worry. I'm going to get through it.
But don't get any on me.
I'm not.
But it's
all right.
Well, when Tyler, I need you to start a stopwatch.
Okay.
When he starts his chug, we're popping the bag.
Now I'm just confused. There's so much happening.
I am too.
He's
I
kind
am
of
too.
Just let him chug it and then go.
Okay,
with the,
go chug, Marcus.
Chug.
Don't open it yet.
Go,
go ahead and
go,
chug.
Chug. Oh, he's chugging dog food.
Marcus chugging dog food.
Ready? No, that's not, we're not doing that.
We're
that's
chugging
over.
Dog food right
we're
now.
We're chugging dog food. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh! Wow. He looked a little bit like a dog.
It tasted like
dog food?
Like dog food. Yeah. Like dog food.
All right, Tyler, we ready?
I
start
I get
the
it.
Clock. Ready? Go. All right, Trey, you better hurry up and eat these things. We don't need to hear. One at a time is not going to get the job done.
Handfuls, Trey.
Somebody needs to go. Can we go get Trace a glass of water? That way. Okay, here you go, Trey. If you need to wash some down.
Don't choke.
Yeah, you can have one. Yeah.
Listen, under guys, quit whining. Just take your time.
This has no chance.
How do they taste, Trey? Thumbs up or down? Thumbs down or thumbs sideways? It's sideways, okay.
Review of these.
What do you think, Tyler?
They are spicy. One, getting spicy is actually, like, pretty bad. But he's going to start shaking here in a little bit. And
Trey, I need
he
to
can't handle spice.
It's going to make it easier for you.
Yeah,
it's going to make it easier. No, quit putting more in your mouth.
Yeah.
Swallow what you got.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Nobody eat.
Don't stop putting more.
Swallow
what you got. Get in the water.
This is going to end very badly.
Let me feel the bag. Let me see how heavy we are right here. Oh, it feels like you've eaten nothing.
Mm. Well.
All right, here, give me your water. You go back to shoving. Oh, boy. Trey, there's 559 people who aren't in this room watching you eat these Carolina Reaper cheese puffs as fast as you can. Rich says your face is disappearing. You are turning rather red. Why'd you put on a flannel to eat these, by the way?
Because he didn't want to get Cheeto dust all over his Dale Earnhardt shirt.
Oh, look. Is that his good Dale shirt? Is that the reversible one?
Is that dead Dale or the other Dale?
Oh. Did he get it on eBay or did he get it at a race?
Well.
What's the time at?
2 minutes, 22 seconds,
okay,
25
we're
seconds.
Halfway through.
Yeah. Apparently we have 3 clocks going on this just to be safe. So.
No hope. Well, we got 6 minutes.
Oh, we set it at 8? Oh, I thought
we set it at 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we set it at 6.
Yeah, we cranked it up a little
bit.
Yeah.
The odds were too lopsided at 5. Only one person took the under at 5.
Yeah, we had to balance it out a little bit.
And we got 3 unders.
So he's at 2 minutes and 51 seconds right now. So coming up on the halfway point.
Three minutes.
3 minutes. Someone says you look like a 30-year-old Santa Claus. Not everything is that's what she said. Trey, you really need to push yourself because, honestly, you're getting real close to chugging a pickle beer.
Oh.
I know.
Handfuls, Trey, handfuls.
He's going to choke if he keeps doing that. Let him do it at his pace. Oh, boy. I'm sure this sounds great to the people who aren't watching on Twitch.
He's got tears. Hey, believe in Trey. He's got
crush him up and drink the dust.
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Now he is crushing the chips.
Now the chips are being crushed.
Don't spill them. Don't spill them. Yeah.
All right. Snort it.
This is what Kobayashi would do.
That's right. He would pour some water
this
in.
He's still got two
make
a taste.
This is such a terrible idea.
Did he touch his eye?
I think he did.
Did you touch your eye?
Was that an elk? Was that an elk?
Just give me the pickle beer. Yeah. It's over.
Yep, he's tapped out.
Stop the fight.
His face and his hair and his shirt all match.
Are you stopping the fight?
Get him some water.
All right, stop the fight.
He's tapped out.
Stop the fight.
That is an over.
It's over.
That is an over. Those of you who went under.
Marcus, Jack, and Charles are in the mix for the... No, you
That's
quit.
Not how it
you
works.
Quit on the stool. You quit on the stool. Oh, it's just terrible. I hope he's ready in time for karaoke. He's got to sing Achy Breaky Heart here shortly. All right, are we over for a break?
No.
No, we're right on schedule.
Oh, perfect. Then I'll spin the wheel and see who's going to drink the pickle beer. Because...
Well, I thought that the pickle beer was going to all the under people.
Well, there were three of them, right? And there's three pickle beers.
You should all get one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to make Trey do it, but I think Trey's done enough today.
Yeah, because Trey's got to sing karaoke, so yeah. It's just Marcus, Jack, and Charles have to chug a pickle beer.
Yeah.
That's probably Trey.
By the way, you know who once again has ducked everything? Dr. Intern.
I know. Dr. Intern gets away with murder around here. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Now,
what happens when Trey has a bowel movement?
Marcus, it's gonna come out like a fiery cold lump.
It's not gonna be a lump of anything.
So how bad are these? I want to try one.
Now,
I don't. Never mind. He's crushed them up.
Because Marcus, because you chugged dog food earlier, you get to choose if you want regular pickle beer or Bloody Mary pickle beer. Okay, and then that means Jack and Charles are stuck with the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Are you okay?
You don't have to drink the pickle beer, Trey.
No,
don't worry.
No, we absolved you of that.
Trey, are you okay?
Hey, go get some water.
Trey, there's like creamer in the fridge over there. Drink some of that.
Yeah, somebody go keep an eye on him.
He ate half a bag of chips. You know how many times I've eaten an entire bag of chips and not even like broken a sweat?
Yeah, they're spicy.
And you were probably stoned. It's a lot easier.
They're Carolina Reaper.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure Trey didn't come to work stoned today at all. I'm sure today was the day he decided to show up and not be stoned.
That one day.
Yeah. All right, so that means, come on over here, Jack and Charles. You guys get the Bloody Mary pickle beer. Yes, you have to chug it.
Yeah.
Well, this has no alcohol in it.
Yeah.
It's just pickle and Bloody Mary.
He's already buzzed. Oh, he doesn't have to work tonight, does he?
Okay. You're off the clock? Okay. Oh, now the pickle juice is all over Tyler.
Yeah.
What kind of red raider are you?
He's a tortilla thrower.
I'm telling you guys, Jack and Charles are about to have the worst thing that we've had in this room. This is the grossest thing. Do not waste it, though.
Yeah.
I had to drive a long way to get this Bloody Mary pickle beer. It's very hard to find. This is a rare find.
Yeah, Richmond and 610. It's right there.
No, I don't care about that. I don't care about your failed basketball writing career. There's probably not even going to be UH basketball games. That's the job? Oh, geez. Well, congratulations. I can't wait to not read your article. All right. Go ahead, boys.
Here they go.
Come on, Charles.
Charles is looking for, like, Fred to hold his hand.
Who the hell spilled some on me?
Finish it. Let's go.
Mark is standing there proud.
Oh, Charles, this is such a weak chug, man. It's so funny. Like, the can looks so small in Charles's hand, but it's taken him like 20 minutes to chug this tiny little beer.
It's like Andre the
Oh, no.
Dude, those are bad noises, man.
Hammer it down, God. Charles. Let's go.
Charles in charge.
Make sure there's no wasting in Jack's cans.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, 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 no.
Don't, come on, Charles, you got this.
Come on, here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, oh Charles is going to die. He's hurting him.
Oh, God.
No, don't take the coward's way out, Charles. Finish it like a man.
Get out of here now.
Oh, Jack's gone.
Jack's banished from the room.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
He's taking the garbage can with him. Everybody keep an eye on Charles. I think it might happen. Oh, God. It's happening.
Let me get that seat.
I think it's going to happen.
Whichever one of them spit all over my back is fired.
All these guys took the L for you. Look at Charles right now, so mad at you.
He's spooning a garbage can.
Oh, so Trey, lick Charles's eyeball. That'll make everything feel better. All right, somebody's going to do a mega shot, and Juggalo Trey is going to sing us a song on the other side. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At first, I have to tell you about new brakes, and you've heard Josh talk about new brakes because Jilly had it done.
Yeah,
you've heard me talk about it, and we've had all kinds of listeners. I know a bunch of them have hit me up. I'm sure a bunch of hit Josh up and said, hey, man, everything you guys say about new brakes is right. It's they come out, they take care of it, whether it's your home or if you're at work right now, they'll come there. You don't have to go to a shop. You don't have to sit around for a couple hours. You could be sitting at home in your underwear drinking beer and get your brakes fixed. And guess what? They're going to do a great job. It's 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers, and it's backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. These are really good people. Jake and the crew over there are going to do a fantastic job for you. Go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN. You can mention Josh. You can mention me. Either way, you're going to get 10% off. How about that? And not only that, but they're going to get back to you within a couple of minutes and get everything set up, and you're going to get a surprise-free repair quote. That's newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. 10% off when you mention ESPN.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So what do we got going now? I see there's more stuff.
Malibu Splash. They're not good?
Yes.
Well, I mean,
you can drink one.
What's new? How often do we really drink good stuff here? All right. Well, that's good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's see.
Shout out there.
Why shout out to Josh's dog?
He's looking over my shoulder, and my wife sent me a picture of my dog who is sleeping because we're weird that way.
Oh, God.
Jesus, Jack. Simple Jack.
Dude, what is wrong?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Go.
I kind of think Simple Jack's had enough.
Trey doesn't
mess with the microphone because it's not turning on, so he needs to give it to Tyler, who knows how to operate it.
Yeah, is that microphone on?
Yeah, it should be on.
Is this microphone on?
I'm not hearing it,
Is this not working?
No, it's not.
It's not working.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Something's gone wrong.
Well, we can't use that microphone anymore.
Ever again.
Great. All right. John, can you go over there and work the camera for me? Are you a camera worker? Any of you guys here have camera experience? Aaron, come in here and work the camera.
Well, Simple Jack does the camera for his church.
I know, but I'm pretty sure Simple Jack can't be trusted right now.
Yeah. You were gone. He thought the thing hanging from the light was a spider. Am I
talking to this mic? No. Yeah, but then you'd have to get really close to Josh's face. I knew this was going to happen.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Sibilance.
The only one that works is the one right in front of your face.
Yep.
Yeah.
That handheld is
check
busted.
Two. All right, here we go. Who's doing the mega shot before Trey starts singing a song?
Dr. Intern.
Dr. Yay. Intern, finally. My goodness.
After,
there we go.
I think this is the first time he's ever.
Yeah. Try that one now. The mega shot's right here in this tobacco vodka bottle. Yep.
We need to add some of the butterscotch to it, right?
Pour a little butterscotch in there for him.
Yeah.
Butterscotch and some of the chai stuff needs to go in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we did. We poured some.
Yeah.
Well, be all right. What's the worst that could happen, Tyler? Big deal. It sounds like a bunch of baby stuff. That's good.
That'll cure COVID. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That
you know what that looks
really
like?
Looks like somebody just did something in our bottle.
Like a liquid A16.
All right, that's good.
That's enough. Yeah.
All right, now give it a good shaking.
Why do you just assume that?
Why?
Trey
played on a football team before.
AJ served our country.
He's the quarterback, right?
Well,
boy, that looks really gross now.
In a way, it actually kind of looks better.
It does. It looks like a milkshake.
It does. It looks like a milkshake.
One, just one for Doctor. Make it a double, though, for Doc Intern. He's had a hard week. All right, that's good. All right, Aaron, say cheers to the camera there, Dr. Intern. Are we ready? Do we have the song up? How many people are watching on Twitch right now?
492.
They're all here to see you, Trey. This is your big moment to shine. Last week's Twitch happy hour was very popular when you sang at the end of the show.
Josh's microphone.
And so we've decided to bring it back again. It's a very popular segment of Happy Hour. So kill our boy Andrew WK.
Rest in peace.
Is Andrew WK dead?
No, I don't think so. His career's dead. No, it's not.
He's thriving right now. He's thriving, Tyler says. All right. Now, someone who is thriving for sure is William Ray Cyrus.
He's richer than you may think.
Yeah, I'm guessing he is.
Cashing in off his daughter.
This was a very successful song. He had a big song here.
This wasn't even his song. He didn't write it.
No, but he's the one who made it popular.
Yeah, his mic's not working.
All right, well.
Don't all right. Josh. Yeah, Josh can leave now. We got to figure out what's going on over here. All right.
All right, this works.
Do you,
I can hear it, yeah.
Can you hear everything?
I can't hear the music.
No. All right, kick up the music. Can you hear that?
It's a little low. You can tell the world never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Or you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back to the farm. You can tell my feet to hit the floor.
Tell my arms to go back to the farm.
Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. But don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Woo-hoo.
You didn't hold the ooh long enough.
I'll do it next time. All it's right, loading.
Well, all right. Yeah, we're on radio, Trey. Make sure people know that we're loading here.
I've never actually listened to one.
You can tell your ma I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg.
I can't believe this was a big hit.
Or tell your brother Cliff, who fist can tear my lips. He never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please. Myself already knows that I'm okay. Or you could tell my eyes to watch out for my mind. It might be walking out for me today. Oh, don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Woo!
All right, there you go, Joe.
America!
You know, I don't think I've ever paid attention to the lyrics.
That's the worst song ever.
I think it is. I think those are the worst lyrics I've ever seen.
You can tell your dog to bite my leg?
That's I had to look them up to make sure
song?
It wasn't like a parody or fake karaoke
yeah.
track.
What about the those ant the from Arkansas? Lyrics.
You can tell my arms go back to the farm.
Wouldn't it only be one arm? It'd have to be arm and farm if you're going to technically
it's
rhyme.
Such a terrible.
Or the farms.
Terrible song.
Those are the real lyrics, right?
That's it. Those are the real lyrics. That's not a Weird Al version of Achy Breaky Heart?
Nope, I have verified it because I did not believe it.
Wow. All right, then. Well, that's Happy Hour. Everybody says Trey's voice box sounds like it mated with a campfire. What was that move? Charles, did you just check his oil?
Oh, geez. All right, we're cutting everybody off now. That's for sure. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks to everybody who joined for Happy Hour and watched Marcus drink dog food. That was a big success. And hope we'll do it again next Friday. 4 o'clock is when we like to get down. So we appreciate you all joining us. We've got a radio show to do next. There's sports stuff going on. A lot of NFL and a lot of college football I want to talk about today. So we'll get into that on the other side.
How about one of the luckiest covers ever last night?
Don't say lucky, baby.
Yeah, it was a lucky push for me, but it was hilarious. All right, quick break. Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!